So maybe the policy is for four or maybe two, if you, you know, have more specific queries, right, in relation to the talks we have. Okay, of course, there was already a little bit of discussion which we had on those various aspects, and you might want maybe to continue with those, but let's see whether you have any. Yes.
Right. Well, one thing that I've discussed privately a bit with Astrid is, what's the status of having an asymptotically safe theory below the Planck scale? So you can attain one without gravity, at least in principle. So what do we make of such a theory, right? I mean, eventually you get to the Planck scale, gravity will kick in. So it's just, is that the goal, basically, to get one that's safe below the Planck scale and then incorporate gravity, or how much should we care about that? I'm just wondering what the various views are on this.
Yeah, I think that's a very good question. So since I see a hand, maybe I can give a shot.
Maybe I can add to that question in the sense that the asymptotically safe meta models that a lot of you are constructing are perturbative. That means that the critical exponents are very small. So then that means that if you start somewhere in the space of couplings at the Planck scale, where you come from whatever fundamental model there is, string theory or something, you're only very, very slowly attracted towards this asymptotically safe fixed point. So then the question is whether that will phenomenologically play a role. So do you have enough RG time from the Planck scale to get to that fixed point, given that it's only very weakly infrared attracted because of the small critical exponents? Do you have enough RG time for that to play a role for phenomenology before you then end up at the electroweak scale? So in that sense, why do we want a, do we not maybe want a non-perturbative fixed point so that you're actually driven towards it much faster and it does play a role? Yep.
Yeah. Okay, so now we have a soft and a strong version of the question.
Yes.
So maybe I can say a few things. I'm sure Francesco also has views on that. Okay. So when we started this business, of course, everybody knows gravity is hanging about, but the idea was, let's see what can be done in ordinary, well-controlled quantum field theories, the way we learned it nowadays in kindergarten. Okay? Just to have some data on a map. Okay. After all, asymptotic freedom, for very good reasons, has inspired people to construct the standard model in many more years. Okay. So now, I think it's extremely useful to understand that there is much more life on the other side of the fence than many, many people have thought previously. Okay. But of course, in particular in this house, many people know that actually gravity is going to kick in, possibly hard at some energy scale. So why bother at all about perturbative or any sort of renormalizability if at some point gravity kicks in? Okay? So since all these questions have their own level of complexity, meaning we don't have a solid understanding of the quantum version of gravity, yes, perhaps it is good to have controlled working examples. Now, so maybe I'm speaking for myself here, right? But I think it's useful to have this control corner, okay, and see whether this helps us maybe controlling models beyond the standard model. Now, certainly gravity is going to kick in, and we've seen Alberto making his point about softened versions of gravity in order to juggle these two aspects, okay? Asymptotic safety, in some sense, is also offering a softened version of gravity, okay? Although the dynamics and the intricacies of that are still different. But both of these are going to communicate with metasectors, and there's something which is going to happen. We do not, as of yet, solidly know what that is going to be. So it is, to an extent, an unknown parameter in the equation. Now, whether or not we are going to see scaling below the Planck scale, this is certainly anybody's guess. Okay? Perturbatively controlled theories have small exponents, yes. Running is faster than an asymptotic freedom. Okay? And so we have indications that these fixed points do exist up to certain moderate couplings, and if the large NF is correct, right, the rounding is going to even be faster. So there is some chance, yes, that in fact some such model might even exist at energy scales along the Planck scale. Okay? Of course, it's tricky to have very solid hard statements for now, but okay, if we look into the conformal window for the models we have under control, there is indeed a window for that term. So there could even be signatures of that for quantum gravity, whatever that might be.
I am more pragmatic, because I mean, the things I can't solve all the answers, but I can actually provide alternative extension to some model. And depending on these extensions, I can provide different constructions, for example, even for composite dynamics, if I want. So I know that people are starting with that. So I grew up with the gradient unified theory. You could ask the same question, but why you care about the unified gradient, because of course it's gravity afterwards. You still do not unify gravity. This, your question is actually the same, applies to guts. Because who cares about the U1 QED, right? It's a 10 to the 40 gem. I mean, really, seriously? Why you want to unify? You don't have to. Yet we unify. There is really good theory of unification, and actually, it's very nice. From that point of view, I'm exactly in the same boat of gradient unified theory. As long as the fixed point occurs before gravity, and then what happens to gravity? Whomever solves of you solves quantum gravity, we all do it, because none of you has given me a solution yet. And I'll be tired of it. Then actually, then we'll talk, right? But if you don't provide me any way to calculate with gravity, what's the point? I think we have to be fair about this, right? If I ask Alberto, he tells me, if gravity is a good way, softening, you don't have to worry about that. Just have a theory which is fixed point before, he's very happy about that.
Yeah, even above.
Exactly, even above. Yeah. So, if I ask you guys, you give me a different answer. If I ask string theory, I get the third answer. So, in the process, I'm waiting for an answer. I think we can actually make definitely constructions which are tested. Long before, you guys give me any solution. So, now the other question is, however, and to me, it's also.
But by the way, my answer is the one that you like.
Yeah, I know.
You want to neglect gravity, so.
Exactly. Yeah. No. I'm not attacking
anyone.
I'm trying to
get a free drink for dinner.
Yeah, he's already gonna be here. But I'd like to plot something. I would like to ask you a question. I love you a question because I've been, of course, scratching my head. Like, why am I doing this? Right. So let's say. So. The first thing is I really want to, actually challenge David Gross and Greg Wilczek, right? They got another prize for us for asymptotic freedom. Did they prove it? That's experimentally states asymptotic freedom.
But have you seen the proof?
I haven't seen it. So, and this was a concrete question. I mean, when I came with this little, I haven't put the paper, but this note, which was supposed to be written for, has been written for CERN, the report of the alpha strong evolution. I was asked to discuss about why do we need to check alpha strong, right? Because it's a question that you experimented and asked themselves, why do I have to do that? If we are right, what's the point? And so, imagine that, I'm here, and now it is around 1 term, and actually much less than that. Whatever alpha you have here. And now there are different things. Right? If the surface stiff is correct, actually these are not very large. I took me very small, but the question is here again. Also, you would be there to be small because you would do the perturbation theory. You can't be very hard. If you do the larger end of the reservation, this path goes up like this. That's a fact. So it can be asked, you would ask, this is not perturbative, but this 1 over f, and this is the perturbative infinite in f and infinite in c, right? So you add a lot of stuff here, but the fact that it's covering it remains small. Now, this has to occur for us to make sense before 10 to the 16 jet. Because above that, I don't know what happens. And in fact, also in our model, now, both of these have a lot of states. Right? Actually, to make the fewer states, you need to become non-perturbative. But what I like about this is a clear prediction. Imagine that you make up your experimentalist, right? And you get many, 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 many more states. That would be actually the holy grail of particle physics, right? To get many more states. So, this, and I think Steve said very clearly, there is one prediction. No matter what, and I think also you said it, I said it, and everyone said, you need to have a lot of states to get to a particular state. That's what we know. So this is a clear prediction.
But without a scale, right?
Say again?
It's not fixed to a scale. So
By saying that I want to reach the fixed point before 10 to the 16th, this cannot, this scale cannot be very high.
Why do you want to reach the fixed point?
Can you give a number?
Yes, I mean, I think this is also a paper with you and Phil and Matthew. This thing is around 10 to the 2, 10 to the 3 pair. If you actually go much higher than that, there's a number, there was nothing very, very nice that we observed in the paper at all. Alpha, that's the number of flavors, is 6 pi times the t of a specific representation. Now, you can do whatever you want. So this is the volume, this is the value of alpha here. Now you immediately see that if an f is too large, this alpha star can be smaller than the alpha here. That's just by construction. So this alpha, whatever alpha you pick, must be, this NF cannot be too large. It cannot be 3,000. If this is the case, there is an asymptote. So there is a constraint. If you want to have enough at larger scale to get there, this guy cannot be at the Planck scale, right? It has to be much, much larger than that. So you have actually a window, sorry.
Yeah. Why is it you want to reach the fixed point before the Planck scale?
Because if you don't, then I'm in troubles in terms of gravity.
Like you don't know what happens, but I mean, but is that? But if you only care, you want a UE complete theory.
But you cannot give it to me.
No, but I mean, if you don't know what happens,
no, no, but because you actually respect the.
But I think there is a point in demanding it before.
Exactly.
I mean, if you think of so.
Say,
in relation to the questions which came up from you guys earlier, okay, so maybe say there is this aspect in thinking of what is actually guiding principle for particle theory, say asymptotic freedom.
But you can
continuously a very important one because you have so many theories like renormalizability, perhaps it is one ingredient, okay, but then asymptotic freedom or constructing something out of the big mess of possible theories you can simply write down, but which may land out loads of all sorts, who knows what. Okay? And but having a fixed point suddenly is opening an entirely new territory, yes, thinking in a meaningful way of UV completions, singling out subsets of theories which are meaningful. Now comes the catch. The catch is there is another scale, which is the quantum gravity scale. So if you want to exploit that reasoning, okay? Somehow bundled with that philosophy comes that actually you would want to see that realized before the class. I would have thought that that is a fair point of view.
But you're saying it as a nice term.
Sorry.
Go ahead, I'll
just a quick interjection thing. It sounds more like a nice to have rather than a need to have.
I'm not sure it's sufficient to...
No, it's
Or necessary.
No, but I mean, let me turn this around again. Okay, so.
Okay.
If you don't have it for the Planck scale,
yeah.
Okay, which may very well happen, okay, then all the other fields, those which in that parameter space would sit nearby, which are not having any real field support, all these fields now become meaningful candidates as well. So the selection criteria according to which you have singled out fixed point theories to make BSM models, yes, that criterion goes down the drain if you don't manage that your model realizes the fixed point before you hit the barrier of quantum gravity.
So I'm thinking of what would happen in string theory if I was to try and do this, and I know exactly what would happen. I would have at the Planck scale there would be some kind of stringy completion of the thing, and then it would be basically a walking technicolor model when it flows down, and then I would be thinking, all right, now I need to give masses to things, so I have to break supersymmetry, and so I have to put something in there at the Planck. I'm going to immediately back to the hierarchy problem, and this doesn't help me. I'm just going to generate. I'm going to generate large Higgs masses or whatever. The asymptotic safety is kind of destroyed by the UV completion.
But then I can say something else. I mean, so let me play it. Okay, let's assume that that's the description here. And then here, I need to require, for example, the gravity that makes this fixed point persist.
So you need to then have the gravitational part to be.
Yeah, no, but gravity's point of view of biophysics that suits me.
Yeah. So let me ask a bit of a different thing. I mean, this is worrying about gravity, but what are the constraints on pushing this thing as far to the left as possible? Like that 10, well, the bifurcation point, you've got 10, 100 to 1,000. What if I want that really close, like just above LHC?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Sure.
But that's possible. I mean, we have constructed models of that type. Okay. So generally, you do find models which have the crossover scale, so the scale around which relevant coupling, say whatever the QCD coupling, crosses over from standard model-like running to being close to its own fixed point. That scale roughly can take any value between above TeV up to possibly a gut scale.
I can even be better than that. The moment I marry, sorry. I don't agree with you, but it's one even better point. I can even require technical naturality at this point. This scale must be close to the electroweak. And this fixed point occurs by construction long before the gravity scale. So, if I am actually, to go back to old school particle physics, and I say, you know what, I also want to improve technical naturality, so the threshold of the new particles are not far away, then actually, I also know that this cannot be far away. It can be 100 term, 10 term, but that's it. I don't want to introduce 20.
I'm asking for 10 term.
Why not? It doesn't make your theory inconsistent.
No, but my tuning gives you like, I mean, when you include the masses here, and this was extremely explained in detail with the paper with Alessandro Scumi and Pelagio and so forth. Once you actually Because to go from the standard model to the asymptotic state standard model, you need to add new particles with a certain mass, and this mass has to be above the electroweak. Then, technically, the mass of the Higgs is sensitive to this new threshold, like in the old technical
network.
So if I want to have a level of fine tuning of percent, this masses cannot be above the electroweak.
But why do you care about fine-tuning? I mean, it doesn't make the theory inconsistent.
No. The fine-tuning, what it does for me, it gives me yet the one criterion to even put the selected new theory structure on fixed time.
Sure, I'm just saying that theories that don't satisfy the tune aren't inconsistent, so...
No, but we're talking about different things. We're talking about... I can start eliminating... Since we all agree that we need some kind of scenario to be able to go beyond the solid. If we don't care, then it doesn't matter. Everything goes. So, if you don't... What is the next paradigm? It cannot be SUSY anymore, right? That's gone. So the next question I ask is, can I have a technically natural theory and how this should be done, that is as good as supersymmetry, actually even better, because, or as good as Gandhi, in fact, here. And the question is, that theory like that is perfectly fine.
So
I'm saying the new threshold you need to add, not be too far away from this, we need to for technical naturality.
In what sense, if you had Suzy, let's say, attend to the 3TV, you would have the same level of fine-tuning as you have when you
But Suzy does not have, the Suzy does not solve any, I mean, it's not better than these, actually, it's worse. Suzy can demonstrate SIA, you can show that this, it's not UP complete. Actually, one thing that in the paper about it, I can even demonstrate that the Suzy random fine theories, we are charged at doom. Because it cannot be, because they're actually not be. Finally, they have a novel here, long before you come in. But in this theory, I don't have a problem. So I ask myself, can I actually modify QCD with interactions so forth so on with an asymptotic basis here? Yes, I can. Actually, just to answer Anas, if I impose also technical naturality, this fixed point must occur before the gravity scale.
But I mean, these criteria are something, I mean, it's just like your what you'd like to see in a theory. It's not necessarily what you have to have.
No, but the question is,
I really think there is a point of some sort. Okay, but maybe that's a good thing to maybe explore a little bit.
But if you guys have a better idea, I'm happy to.
The point that I tried to make with Steve a minute ago, which I think applies to your participant as well, okay, is that imagine I pick up some fixed point theory, okay, but somehow then parameters are such that crossover to its fixed point happens at 10 to the 30 degree. Okay? So what does that mean for? Okay, so theoretically speaking, that's a viable theory, say from the technical parameters, and we probably would be happy theoreticians to find a model like that. Okay? Now for the real world, yes, there's a scale when gravity starts kicking hard at us. Okay? And so in this hypothetical model I was stating now, okay, for that model it means that before the crossover happens, you're still in a regime where you really haven't yet, where the fingerprint, what the thing which distinguishes this theory, because it's a fine-tuned fixed-point theory, which distinguishes this theory from any from something else, that hasn't even nearly materialized. And the way to appreciate this is by thinking about all those quantum field theories which, say, are nearby. So now when you put phase diagrams, that would be theories, yes, where we are not sitting on the hypercritical surface, and where we would then run into some number proof. Say, or maybe for the gauge, possibly, okay. But that then might also not even happen, because what happens is they are near each other, okay, and then comes the big hammer of gravity. Okay, so somebody else takes over the helm, which is totally fine, yes, if that works out, okay, but it kind of puts ad absurdum, to speak, the original idea to single out a meaningful model. And this comes because this hasn't materialized before some other physics kicks in. It's from that angle that you might perhaps want to have that crossover, okay, in a regime before Planckian energies. Okay? Unless maybe you have ideas which show you that quantum gravity actually isn't a big hammer. Yes, but maybe it's just a very soft hammer, okay, so that the modifications due to quantum gravity remain soft, so that then your fixed point picture actually is a valid approximation up to 10 to the 30 g. So that would be a game changer. There's, of course, I don't want to. Yeah.
Well, I'd rather forget about gravity for a little bit, even though I'm the guy that asked the question. So I would like to turn around a bit different. It seems to me there's three things that the quantities of interest. One is where the bifurcation or crossover point is.
Yes.
One is where the coupling stabilizes, what value. And the third is how fast you get there.
Yeah.
So it seems to me we could ask the question, what is optimal by some criteria for those three numbers. One criterion is greed, in the sense that we want as much testable as possible, which seems to be we want the bifurcation point as close to a TEV as we can get, the rise to be as steep as possible so people can see it, and then I'm not sure about the third one, but we want the value of alpha star to stabilize at something that theoretically we could check. So if we would agree on that criteria, then I guess my question is, what price do we have to pay to reverse engineer things to get there?
That's an interesting take.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. But we do know two things. We do know two things. Okay.
Yeah.
So the speed, the crossover speed, that's the scaling exponent.
Yeah.
At the same time, it dictates the width and energy.
And but we want to control it, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But
we know very much that if the monoperturbative becomes the faster.
Sorry, I didn't
the model perturbative is the physics that allows you to get to the fixed point the faster you reach it. Right? I mean, that's a fact.
But that means the one over NF.
For example, this is the fastest way you can get there. It's almost instantaneous.
Yes.
With the flavor of this gas there.
But we have an infinite big scaling exponent, so it's like it's a function.
I don't know faster way to get there. So
yeah, but it seems to me we should maybe one goal is to aim for plausible models that optimize.
No, but I would say I actually always very careful about these things. So let's see the strategy that I typically use is this, which is actually not very much cool. So the first question to ask is yes, I want to have the fixed point below gravity. And this is not too offensive, the possibility to have even aspect of this. It's just that it's easy for me to explain and believe that work around if I give it for 30 years, so that he has done the same.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Okay. So this is point one. We want this big point to be reached before gravity, and then we discuss gravity in the second step. Then the second step is that this is a flowchart, okay? So are you sensitive?
Criterion for point one can be its past natural mass, for example.
Exactly. Yeah. So, but are you sensitive to technical naturality? And this, you can say, after say, I don't care. If I ask you, just really say, I don't care. So, it depends on what you ask. So, point one, are you to the in the crowd of people that asks about the technical naturality? Standard super cares about that, Ricardo Latazzi cares about that. Then, I know that there's a point zero, we must have new vacuums. Do we agree on that?
Yep.
That's not a model. So, step zero, we must add vacuums. Step one, we will have a fixed point to occur below the Planck scale.
Can I ask about point one?
Yeah, sure.
So the point one, I am having trouble distinguishing asymptotic safety from walking technicolor. If we just postpone gravity and say, well, we're going
to
let.
But I can explain that. Can I get back to point one? Since that walking technicolor is kind of boom for me.
You're in danger of just getting a walking technicolor.
Yeah, okay, but let me just for a moment. I can talk about that a bit. Just for a second, let me just see with the flowchart. And then I'll get each. We're going to discuss that, provided this is a reasonable thing. And this is like, here is like gas. Only that, rather than having a unification in the sense of gauge unification, this is a unification in terms of condensed matter unification. Okay?
So I might add fixed point way below gravity scale.
Yeah,
I mean, guts had to be 10 to the 15, right?
Yeah, we know that. That's okay.
I want this at 100.
But okay. Then, this is very awesome. Step number two. Are you sensitive to the technical naturality? If yes, this is really slightly weird. If yes, then the thresholds, that's a new state, right?
Are you sensitive? You mean, do you care?
Do you care? Yeah.
Okay.
Do you care?
Care.
About technical nationality. If yes, the mass of new space must be a number, like it must be divided by the mass of the, sorry, the mass of the electroweak scale, divided by the mass of the new states, must be much less than 10 to the minus you choose. The 2, the 3, that's a lot of fun. If you care about that, don't care. I don't care about that. But I still have to find 0.1. Right? So that means that the mass of the new states must in any case be much smaller than 10 to the 16 Jev. Sorry, yeah, just to be sufficiently away from the gravity scale. The question is, at this point, can you ever reach a fixed point sufficiently fast? That puts yet another constraint on your mass. They cannot be that high, because if it's perturbative, like Daniel and also, then this object needs to be, in any case, low enough to be able to even reach it. And even here, it cannot be really 10 to the 16. I mean, you're going to be very close already to the gravity.
So that model is 10 to the 16.
Yeah.
Sure. Perturbative model.
That's
when
fine.
You reach.
Okay, fine. But in any case, this
okay.
Is. This makes life harder to be seen experimentally, but that's, you know, you don't care about the naturality, you might never be ruled out, but you never get another prize. Good luck. Then number 3, what other constraints can I put? Do you want to explain dark matter?
Well, then you have to also have dark matter in your law.
And that constrains your material even more. Do you want to explain? You want to explain neutrino masses? Well, then you have extra constraints in your model. As you can see, depending on the amount of things you want to explain, you want to explain, for example, inflation. Well, that has to be added to. So now. I don't know to the flow chart how much you want to add, but I see a lot of potential.
So, the dark matter, does that fix the scale? Or
yeah,
is that
yeah, sure. It goes with models with dark matter. You can do whatever you want.
Sorry, what is
so,
that?
So
dark matter fixes the scale.
But it doesn't. So, can you have that the dark matter state at any scale? Or if you
no.
Demand that you know, it's a thermal relic.
But for example, in the paper with
the
original paper. Albert, I mean, the question is that one thing that we notice that since you have so many more states in the standard model, you can no longer do the naive assumption that frees up with the same number of states you had originally taken from the standard model. That changes. It's simple and standard. Whether you have inflation in the high scale or low in the scale, it changes to the primordial plasma. That's not been studied. So it has physical consequences.
Well, coming back to kind of, right, because there's a discussion, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. So we have asymptotic freedom maybe, but so now I'm crazy about making a point of maybe some other philosophy, okay? You got, as with all these ideas, nobody has to buy them, of course, okay? Yes, but of course everybody in this room will have his own motivation or philosophy and based on how to think.
Right.
About physics, right? And so finding some way, okay, ideally physics motivated to organize your reasoning, yes, historically at least has proven useful.
Yeah.
So maybe, yes, these type of ideas, yes, might be helpful for something, okay? Now, there was, I mean, Steve had, so he's threw work on Technicolor into the room, okay, and I'm not sure, we shouldn't maybe to run too much over time, but say maybe I can up on that, you know, because it's a bit, if I understand your remark correctly, it's kind of exactly at the boundary of this type of discussion, right? So you're wondering, are you wondering whether we could have quantum field theories
with the inverse of walking technicolor, does beta functions look like that?
Something like, yeah,
because
so, my point is just that if you don't explain the gravity thing,
yeah.
and there's something which is going to leave me loads of threshold corrections and so on, I'm basically doing walking technique. If there's like a real asymptotically safe UV completion, like an agravity sort of thing, then I believe that the asymptotically safe effective theory I've got without gravity is meaningful, because then I have a UV completion. Also doesn't have any UV scales in it, really. But as soon as I have something with an actual scale in it, like if it's a string theory, it's going to have string mass states. I'm hoping to flow to something which is like a fixed point. So that's just walking technicolor to me. Yeah.
Well, walking the UV version of walking technicolor would be this.
So something like
right.
that, basically. Yeah.
Yes, say if your meta sector has a behavior like that, okay, large enough, and maybe for some reason,
it's not exactly
dipping.
Yeah, but and
through.
Then the bit above there would be the string thing, would be flowing from the string thing.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
But then the question is that can deal with the escape if it cannot.
Yeah.
We haven't solved anything.
No, that's right. So that's my point, really, is you have to be careful that you're still solving it.
But what I don't understand is, what forbids me to require that the gravity plus the system should be as a fixed point?
So that,
point four, gravity plus whatever theory here is already safe, is still safe. And I modify my gravity in order to have it.
So within the string theory, it's just that there isn't really a definition of running above the string scale. You would have to have some sort of cutoff prescription, which was like modular invariant or something. And you can maybe ask that if I can. Is it meaningful to run above the string scale with some cutoff?
Now I would have thought, just as a different aspect, okay, since Francesco now has a list of topics, okay, I would have thought that the standard model still is offering enough intrinsic riddles, even before we may have to talk about gravity, where new ideas generate additional understanding. Okay, so I mean there are enormous hierarchies, mass hierarchies. Okay, we have nobody understands the theory of flavor to begin with. Yes, we have the neutrinos, which okay, some models have neutrinos in it now with fixed points or at least proposals. Okay, so there are a variety of aspects from honest to good standard model physics, which have not yet been properly understood in extensions of the standard model, okay, where perhaps fixed point ideas, right, can play a role and help actually resolving these riddles even before we need to take quantized gravity into consideration. So there is, I believe, a territory which is worth being explored, right, which previously was occupied by very sophisticated ideas on how to go beyond the standard model, okay, yes, but these similar type of ideas can now be investigated in the context of theories with fixed points, right, and as always in that type of field, of course, maybe you will see some structural things, maybe something which helps explain you why neutrinos have certain features, or why flavor actually is realized in this astonishing manner within the standard model, but then coming from a different structure, say perhaps triggered by a fixed point theory. Okay, so there are, I believe, a large number of intriguing avenues where new questions about, say, old riddles can be asked now, even before we have to confront the tough question of actually also splicing gravity into this, right? Which is obviously going to happen at some energy, but that energy is sufficiently far away so that it leaves us enough energy scales to actually address other aspects of the standard model. Yes. For example, we would want to know, can we reduce, right, some very simple question, can we reduce the number of free parameters in the standard model? And one of the things which we've always seen, yes, in this week, is whenever we have an asymptotic, we say fixed one of some sort, this is going to lead to reduction of couplings, and so to an enhanced predictivity, okay? This is something which is qualitatively new in fixed point theories, which something which we don't see in ordinary, say, asymptotically free settings. Okay? So that's perhaps an invitation for you to become creative and maybe develop some ideas, okay, on how that actually could help us understand some of the features we do see in the standard model, but for which we now do not have an explanation. But maybe there is a reason for that. Yes, only that in the traditional way we haven't figured a way to actually see that reason, but maybe with a fixed point. Right? This is opening new doors to think about these things.
We should probably cut off here because we're supposed to meet in about 10 minutes to head over to this place. I don't like to be wet blanket, but.
So we have two more discussions tomorrow. So.
Yeah.
How about I use 30 seconds to answer Rob your question?
Okay.
So the point is, you actually, your question is you want the fixed point to get very close to LC. And then in this case, actually, in our article, in principle, you show you need around 500 vector-like fermions.
Yeah.
The more vector fermions you add in, the lower scale you get. However, if you get it like to LC can reach it, you need to add too much stuff. The 500
yeah.
And actually around this TV.
Well,
so that's basically you can see it's immediate result. So you can see
sure.
This
so
way.
That's partly what I was saying about the
yeah.
price you had to pay. That's
yeah,
part
yeah,
of what
yeah,
I was getting at.
Yes.
But the question is, I mean, it's also what we did is in a specific context. So, you know, I mean, I would modify zero to say we must have as few new particles as possible. Number one, we want the fixed point way below the gravity scale. I don't know. I guess I sort of do care about technical naturality a little bit. And yeah, three, we want to explain as much stuff as possible. And four, I sort of agree with Daniel that intuitively we sort of feel like we can postpone the gravity problem. But I must admit, because of what you do, I'm only 80% confident of that. But.
Yeah, so basically it's a window of NF. You add
yeah,
500,
it's
going to TV scale. But if you add, for example, this is
yeah.
The most natural way is that it's like adding 40, 50. It's going to like a GUT scale. And
yeah.
If you add less and less, it's basically the 1 over NF squared. It's like could be contribution larger than 1 over NF. So it's not under control. So basically it's a window.
Can I ask? Also, can I say also something which is it's a one thing that I was always annoyed when it was, you know, I was growing up in physics is that there's no explanation for the standard model of the values of the couplings. It's that what they are. However, if you take this larger net resumation, the value of the couplings, of course, is not physical per se, but the fact that I can actually have this relation and tell me the values of the couplings here and this. Would actually bound the couplings of the fluid. That's the first time I've seen.
So do you think that'll give us hope of explaining all the light, quark, and lepton masses?
So I can
which are sort of always postponed in these things, right? We care about the top and the
Higgs. In a theory like this, whatever the theory is, there are two fixed points. I can explain a lot of stuff by just this picture. There are two fixed points. Forget about that. There's UV interacting fixed point and the trivial one. Now, if I want to keep, this is called infrared conformality, trivial conformality, it's UV interacting conformality. Now, if I want to keep, if I want to consider that to be a small variation of infrared conformality, all the mass, and there is a scale here called lambda, which is a sigma measure. Now I have a measure of the lightness of the particles here. So all the masses divided by this lambda must be much, much less than 1. Now let's look at the standard model. What do we see? We have seen either neutrinos, which were, you know, very light. We have seen the top, which is the high, heaviest one. And now I say that the threshold here was about 10 to the 3 tenths. Okay. in order to get a fixed point before the plants came. This naturally is less than 1. I can also predict this to be true, continues to be true, that the dark matter must be like 2, not much heavier than the capsule. So I can see so many things, because I have now a symmetry in infrared that before I didn't have. So the mass of the threshold of your particle, sorry, the masses of all the Sandomose particles, because I don't want to destroy too much of infrared conformality, have to be small. That's what exactly we have seen. So far, try to show it to me that you have a reason to believe that you cannot discover other particle above that. So now I'm giving you a reason to actually understand why the masses of the southern wall are actually all the particles are below the electroweak scale. So that matter should be there. Well, throw it in, but it can be, for example, a scene, here, whatever it is. In that. So of course it makes an extremely ambitious cosmic background. Because I'm sanctifying fields where everything is large.
But it's still qualitative. We don't know why the electrons exactly 5-11.
But I don't care. From the point of view symmetries.
When I was a boy, people cared.
No. Let me be polite. All I say that I give up in understanding the specific structure of the masses of the particle. But again, a symmetry tells me and to predict that even that.
You've got a qualitative.
Right.
I agree with that.
Right. Anything must be less than this. Much, much less than that. Then if this is 100 pep, anything else below 100 pep is. Let's say 10 pep, 1 pep, but not much higher than that. When I do that matter, and I want to have technical naturality, which now technical naturality is actually replaced by the formation of infrared fixed point. Because the stress energy intensity is so proportional to this masses here. And you need to compare the mass with this. Now we can say that I predict. Based on the symmetry principle, so that matter is like.
Yeah, that's a nice prediction.
Yeah.
So that's true. We really do need to.